And let's go next to Mexico, where the police chief of Tijuana is known as an enforcer. In 2 years as police chief, Lieutenant Colonel Julian Lezaula has purged his force of corrupt cops and returned a sense of safety to the city. But human rights groups say he's gone too far, even using torture in his battle against some of the most powerful criminal syndicates in the world. NPR's Jason Beaubien reports.
Tijuana Police Chief Julian Lezaula is a fit 50-year-old with sinewy forearms and sharp, intense eyes. Lezaula came up through the ranks of the Mexican military and demands military-style loyalty and discipline from his troops. In order to go after the drug cartels, he first tried to break the cartel's influence over the police department. Since taking over in December of 2008, he's fired more than 600 officers, or roughly 20% of the force, who he says were corrupt.
La policía no puede trabajar. Si desconfía del compañero que tiene a un lado.
A police officer can't work if he's suspicious of his partner, Lezaula says. He's never going to be able to do his job of arresting important criminals because he worries his partner might betray him. For decades, paying off local cops has been standard operating procedure for the cartels. The border city of Tijuana is no exception. But last month, when Lezaula's men seized 134 tons of marijuana in a single bust, authorities say it showed that Tijuana cops have changed. Lezaula says corrupt officers had been undermining the police, and he vowed to get rid of them.
El que es delincuente es delincuente. Y si trae uniforme es peor todavía.
A criminal is a criminal, and if he's wearing a uniform, that's even worse, Lezaula says. So we went after them. When Lezaula took over the Tijuana Police Department, murders were at an all-time high. The cartels were beheading their rivals, gunning down policemen, and stringing up corpses from highway overpasses. One cartel employee, known as El Pozolero, or the Stewmaker, confessed to dissolving 300 bodies in vats of acid. Thousands of Tijuana residents who could afford to moved their families to San Diego. Lezaula says his plan was to attack low-level drug dealers on the streets, ban narco-culture, including music that praised drug lords, and make high-ranking cartel members' lives hell.
Hay que hacerlos sentir delincuentes. Hay que bajarlos al nivel de criminal, ¿no?
We must make them feel like criminals. We need to push them down to the criminal level, Lezaula says. Now, a criminal can't sit calmly in a movie theater. He can't go to a meeting at his kid's school or to his daughter's quinceanera because he knows that anyone can denounce him. He says organized crime has become a threat to the Mexican state and needs to be beaten back. But in his zeal to root out corruption and cleanse the ranks of the Tijuana police, human rights groups say Lezaula personally oversaw interrogations in which suspects were severely beaten, shocked, and even suffocated. Lezaula denies this. He says these criminals aren't babies who can be handled, in his words, with feathers. Heriberto Garcia Garcia with the State Human Rights Commission issued a report in August documenting accusations by former police officers who say they were tortured by Lezaula.
No podemos decir que porque estoy tratando de regresar la seguridad pública al país.
We can't say, because I'm trying to restore public security to the country, that permits me to violate human rights, Garcia says. The number of drug-related killings continues in Tijuana at nearly twice the rate of 2007, but many residents say the city feels safer now.
The perception is that the city is more secure.
Mario Escobedo is the president of the local Chamber of Commerce. He says the improvement in security in Tijuana right now is due to Lezaula.
Julian Lezaula has dignified the police department. No, it used to be that if your son was a policeman, you would say he's something else, no?
Escobedo says people are now once again going out to restaurants. Although tourists still haven't come back, nightlife catering to locals has rebounded. Lezaula's term ends at the end of November, and it's unclear whether the rest of his 6-year reform plan will be carried out. Officer Alberto Salazar from the Central Station is cruising slowly up Coahuila Street, the heart of Tijuana's red light district. Prostitutes in miniskirts and high heels lean against the facades of bars, nightclubs, and low-rent hotels. His patrol car rolls past the Hong Kong Gentlemen's Club, the Scandal Disco, mariachis waiting for work. Things are slow, Officer Salazar says, and this is good.
No ha estado muy tranquilo. Ha bajado, yo creo que un...
He estimates overall crime in this sector of the city has dropped 80% this year. He says Chief Lezaula has put more patrols on the street, and the police no longer have to drive around in convoys as they did last year out of fear of getting shot. Critics say one of the effects of Lezaula's plan is that crime and killings have been pushed to the periphery of Tijuana. Officer Salazar says these days he's dealing with car thefts, break-ins, hold-ups at convenience stores, routine criminal activity, and he's happy about that. Jason Beaubien, NPR News.